game week in Atlanta, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai.
Breaks a tackle. Oh, and he's gone. House call. Touchdown. And we're a point after away from being all tied up.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech football head coach Brent Key and other members of the Georgia Tech Athletics Department as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech football, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Runs it right, slams into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackets!
Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
Well, we are a little more than 48 hours from christening the 131st season of Georgia Tech football with those three magic words, toe meets leather. A new season is here, and so is a new season of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday night. We are live at New Realm Brewing Company on the Bell Line in Atlanta. It is wall-to-wall white and gold here on the rooftop tonight. You guys look great. I know you are fired up, as we are, for a new season of Georgia Tech football, and we know it'll be packed up with white and gold this Friday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as Georgia Tech opens its 2023 season in the Aflac kickoff game versus the Louisville Cardinals. Got a full hour ahead of Georgia Tech football. Talk with the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Brent Key. My name is Andy Demetra. So great to have you with us tonight and all season long on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legends Sports. Well, the preparation for Friday really began on January. It formally began in preseason camp early August, and now the countdown is officially 2 hours instead of just days. And here to join us now, as he will all season, head coach of your Yellow Jackets, Brent Key. Coach, how are you?
Doing good. How's it going?
It's going well. Boy, you have packed it in here tonight at New Realm Brewing Company. The line for drinks is stretching right in front of your table.
It's good beer.
That's it. Well, yeah. And good company here as well. It would be remiss if I didn't mention that the last time we were here was right after you beat Pittsburgh last year. It was before the homecoming game versus Duke. You guys were able to beat the Blue Devils in overtime, so I'd say some good omens already here just by virtue of being at New Realm Brewing Company on the Beltline in Atlanta. This is not your first game as a head coach, but it will be your first as the head coach in a season opener. I'm curious, does that change the feeling, the dynamic for you this week, or does it still feel like what you experienced for the final eight games of 2022?
Yeah, it's no different. I mean, the preparation is the same. What we have to get done is the same. Our approach is, it's the same approach, but it's a different, I would say more of a honed in, more time to put things together, more time to really put our program in place. But at the end of the day, I mean, we have a job to do, and I have a job to do, and that's what we're out to do.
Yeah, amid all the excitement and the anticipation and the hype, something you said to your team on Tuesday, you addressed it in your press conference as well that day, is let's stay present, let's focus like we have all preseason on getting better individually, and then the results will take care of themselves. Not trying to make that first game any bigger than it needs to be, not needing the players to play any better than they already are, but just staying very focused on how do I become better, and then ultimately at the end of the day, everything will fall into place. Has that been sort of the overall message to your team this week?
Yeah, really all camp. That's been the message since the first day we got back together in the 1st of August. It was, really the reward for training camp is to individually show your improvement, to see yourself improve every day, and to take advantage of every opportunity you have to improve. That's the that's really the goal. It's not to win this many games or do this or do that. The goal is to get better every day. And I told the guys, like, if we improve every day individually, we'll improve on each side of the ball. We'll improve collectively as a football team, and no one needs to go out and play over their head or out of their mind or better than they are. That's all a bunch of crap, really. I mean, the thing is, if everybody plays collectively as good as they can individually play, then we have a chance for the outcome that we want.
Louisville elected not to release its depth chart publicly this week, so Georgia Tech opted to do the same. So we will try to thread as fine a needle as we can and talk in some of your individual players. We don't want anybody doing opposition research for the show tonight, but we do know you have one starter, and you announced it earlier this week.
We have 22.
I know you have 22, but the only one that you announced publicly, and that would be a quarterback in Haynes King. You registered sophomore sophomore by way of Texas A&M. It was a very heated and well-contested quarterback competition that, again, the evaluation process for that began in January. But how does Haynes' skill set mesh well with Buster Faulkner's new offense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, really both the quarterbacks, you know, all the quarterbacks there, the skill set is what we want in the offense we'll be running. And, you know, there's so many factors that go into the evaluation of a quarterback. And it's not that, you know, one had one over the other, but, you know, there's four things we look at in our program, and it's toughness, discipline, commitment, and execution. And, you know, when it came down to it, you know, Zach and Haynes both possessed, you know, so many of those qualities, but when it came down to just the execution part of it over the course of the last 8 months, that's where he had the upper hand and the experience. And, you know, and that's what you want. You want a guy that's going to go on the field and be able to, you know, not just know his position, but know every position on the field, and be able to, you know, put a bad play behind him and hopefully lead you to where you want to go, and that's the end zone.
Well, Haynes is no stranger to season openers. He started the first game each of his last two seasons at Texas A&M. When you and Chris Winkie scouted him in the transfer portal, what stood out about him?
Yeah, I mean, his football IQ is off the charts. I mean, he grew up, his dad's a very, very successful high school coach in the state of Texas. He's been around football since he was 3 years old. So just, you know, to absorb that much knowledge over the course of time and you know, to be a ball junkie. And hey, those things all stood out at first. But then just to see how, you know, he's one of the guys. He is. I mean, he meshes with everybody on the team. You know, he doesn't have, you know, adversaries in the locker room by any means. I mean, he gets along with everyone. He's able to, you know, keep a composure about himself. That he's steady, and that's what you want at that position.
Well, I know the old adage is a quarterback, you're only one play away. How did the quarterbacks handle the competition as a unit? Not only Haynes, but Zach Pyron, Zach Gibson, and ultimately leave that room better than where it was when this first started.
Yeah, well, I mean, they handled it competitively. I mean, and that's what you want. It was a competitive group. It still is a competitive group. There's nothing's going to change with that. Those guys are going to go out and work to be their best, be the best version of themselves that they can be on the field, off the field, and that's what we've had the entire time. And at the end of the day, you have to pick a starter, and that's what we ended up doing.
I mean, it's quite a luxury. You got three guys in that room, and Zach Gibson, Zach Pyron, Haynes King, who all have starting experience, which you probably can't say about a lot of quarterback rooms, but it'll be Haynes King as QB1 this Friday versus Louisville. We had mentioned Buster Faulkner. He's one of seven new assistants that you brought on board, offensive coordinator at several stops, and most recently a quality control offensive guy. What attracted you, because I'm sure that job was in high demand, what ultimately attracted you to Buster Faulkner's philosophy and system, and what made it such a good match for your own philosophy on offense?
There were so many things that went into it. I mean, overall, I mean, we interviewed, I think it ended up being 155, 156 people overall for all the
wow.
positions. And I think we got, you know, it was 13 people we interviewed for the offensive coordinator spot. You know, I've known Buster a long time, known him since college. He actually went to high school with John Myers and Jeremy Myers. John Myers was my roommate. He would, you know, just kind of a long history we have with each other. And, you know, we stayed friends throughout, you know, college. And then when we both got into the coaching profession, we stayed friends. We'd be on the road recruiting. We'd get together and just always kind of, you know, we always kept in touch. We played against each other a couple times at different stops. And, you know, then when we brought him in with the interview, there were so many, you know, things that we had to check the box on outside of just the X's and O's part. You know, I knew what type of offense we needed to run here at Georgia Tech, what type of offense we needed to put out on the field to be successful. And then, you know, his attention to detail with, you know, situational football, you know, from third down, red area, you know, two minutes before the half. I mean, just you name it, you know, across the board. But then how he manages people and how he manages the staff. You know, I knew from day one that I wanted I wanted a singular quarterback coach, and that was Chris Winkie. And, you know, and Chris is a big personality, and Buster's a big personality. And to have those guys come in and be able to, you know, sit together and mesh right off the bat, and, you know, have different ideas, but, you know, within 5-10 minutes come out, you know, on the same page. And there was it was instantaneous that you know, that was the guy. And, you know, then the wealth of knowledge he has and, you know, the football part of it, you know, comes along with it.
Well, he's looking forward to unveiling his offense on the bright lights of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 7:30, Tomy's Leather, Friday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We can't wait to see you out there supporting the Yellow Jackets as we get this 2023 season underway. Look a little parched. You can rehydrate if you want during the commercial break here at New Realm.
Did you just touch me?
With the folder, yeah.
That was weird.
I mean, it's not hand-to-hand contact here. I, you know,
all right, we're done.
I keep it professional with paper.
All right,
all right, very well. You take a break. We will do as well. We're just getting underway here live at New Realm Brewing on the Beltline. It is the season-opening edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai. Just getting started here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Football season is here and the fall months are approaching, but it's still warm. That means pests like ants, roaches, and mosquitoes are out in full force. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home, business, and tailgate pest-free. Atlanta-based Arrow is an official Georgia Tech football partner, so rest assured that with Arrow Pest and Termite Control, you're getting the best from the best. Schedule a free pest inspection today. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Hey, y'all, your summer is going to sizzle because the new Hot 7 Scratchers are here. They are loaded with cash and are so hot, you can roast a marshmallow over them. I ain't kidding. I mean, matches just light themselves just by looking at them. They might even give you a suntan. Go get you one to win some cool cash. Well, that was ironic.
Win up to $2,777,777. Play the new Hot 7's family of scratchers from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
In real estate, it's all about the amenities. I should know. I'm an agent.
At Hyundai, all of our models offer first-class features, like Android Auto, an available Bose premium audio system, heated front and rear seats, and wireless device charging.
It's like an upscale home on wheels in here.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
With the latest intuitive technology, comfort, and style, Hyundai is the perfect match for your team. Test drive a new Hyundai today. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Hyundai is an official partner of Georgia Tech Athletics.
Hey, it's Tug, and I'm here to talk to you about Central Heating and Air Conditioning. Now, I know there are plenty of HVAC companies out there, but let me tell you why they stand out from the rest. These days, it's hard to tell who's on first. Many of the local HVAC companies have been sold to large conglomerates, and some are even coming back under new names. But at Central, they never left the field. They've been your hometown team since 1947, and their dedication to our community has never wavered. When it comes to HVAC, they're a grand slam you can count on. Their team of experts know the game inside and out, delivering dependable service and personalized solutions every time. So don't get caught off base. Choose the HVAC company that's always been in the game. Central and Carrier, your MVPs in comfort and service.
Turn to your Atlanta Carrier experts, Central Heating and Air Conditioning. Call them today at 770-GET-HEAT. That's 770-GET-HEAT. Or visit them online at centralheat.com. Get Carrier products, Carrier warranty, and Carrier peace of mind. Central Heating and Air Conditioning.
Georgia Tech football continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
A big thanks to Bill Curry for voicing our new Georgia Tech promo this year, which you just heard. You'll hear it all season long on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. The Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai, is presented by Coke Zero. Is Coke Zero sugar, the best Coke ever? Take a taste. We are packed to the gills here on the third floor rooftop of New Realm Brewing Company, site of the season opening edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show. Boy, it is a scene here. Cannot wait to see how full it's going to be with white and gold this Friday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And the Aflac kickoff game is your Yellow Jackets take on the Louisville Cardinals. Georgia Tech 2-0 all time against Louisville. Both of those games were on a Friday night as well. And Georgia Tech only scored a combined 112 points in those two games. So we'll see how they can light up the scoreboard this Friday night versus the Louisville team that won eight games a season ago. Brent Key joins us again. You enjoy some family time this summer?
Yeah, we did. It was got away for a few weeks, and you know, Danielle and Harper, who hopefully are listening right now, they weren't able to make it up here, so I'm sure Harper's smiling and saying, "Daddy just said my name. Daddy said my name." So now we did. We got away, went down to Orange Beach, place where we get away to, and you know, relaxed and you know, came back to work.
What's the show your daughter watches now that you have way too much knowledge of as a dad?
Fancy Nancy.
Oh boy,
Fancy Nancy. What, it was so much Bluey. We went to the Bluey show at the Fox, and then now it's Fancy Nancy. I mean, I can like tell you every episode that comes on, and I barely even see it. So that tells you how much she watches.
Fancy Nancy.
She loves it. She loves her some Fancy Nancy.
I don't know if that sentiment is shared by you, but you do put up with it.
I love it.
Do you?
What are you talking about? It's Harper's favorite show.
Well, I know. What do you like about it?
It's funny.
Really?
It's a cartoon.
I said to add that to the DVR.
Yeah, it's a little French girl that is her friends and her escapades with all of her buddies.
Bet you didn't think when you walked up tonight you'd be doing a detailed breakdown of Fancy Nancy on your radio show.
I'm doing it because Harper's listening.
There we go. Harper, hope you enjoyed that. In fact, I have to watch that as well when I get back home. Let's talk more about your team this year and LaMiles Brooks and Clayton Powell-Lee. Those guys went from fresh faces to very formidable ones in the span of last season. Now they figure to be the anchor, not just of the back line of the defense, but of the defense as a whole. How have you seen those two mature and raise their game since last season so that they can be those leaders this season?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate to have guys back there that have experience. They, you know, knowledge of the game, knowledge of the system that we're in, between CP and LaMiles. You know, Jalen King has had an outstanding camp. I mean, those three guys have a wealth of experience. They can play multiple positions. You know, they're such students of the game, good players. But just the way they go about their business during the week and the way they approach each game. You know, just the way they've gone about the entire preseason camp has been, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to forget about Jalen King. I mean, he started the first five games last year. He's a sixth-year senior, so. You just continue to add strength and depth to the safety position. Of course, you have to replace A.C. Lee and Charlie Thomas. A lot of tackles those two were responsible for last year. In fact, they were the first pair of Georgia Tech teammates to finish with 100 tackles in the same season since 2003. Now, you don't need guys to be exact replicas of Ace and Charlie and get to triple-digit tackles, but what do you need from your linebackers this year to be productive?
Leadership, physical toughness, and just, to be able to run the defense. I mean, those guys, they're in the middle. They have to be able to play off each other. They have to be able to, they're basically, they're brothers on the field. They have to know what the other one's doing. They have to take up the slack for the other one. In the heat of the battle, and you have such little time to make calls and adjustments. And in this day and age of college football, with the way offenses are and how multiple they are, that position, 1 minute you're in the box, defending. An inside run, the next year out in space covering a flex tight end that can, run 4-6 down the field. So, I mean, those guys they're very valuable, and we're lucky to have some guys in there, and, a couple guys that joined us here this summer that are going to provide a lot of experience, but also a lot of good playing time for us.
I know Trenelius Tatum has sort of been the understudy to Ace the last two seasons. How have you seen him grow since last season to be prepared for this moment?
Yeah, really proud of him. Trent's come a long way, really, from even the spring until now. He's the guy we've invested a lot of time in. He's very talented. Some guys that, former players that have kind of taken him under their wing as well, and just worked with him. And I think the addition of Kevin Scherer has had such an impact on him. I mean, Kevin, you talk about ball coach. If you look up the word ball coach, I mean, that's what Kevin is. And he's had such an impact on that group, especially Trent. He's got. With the amount of players he's coached in his past and the wealth of knowledge, and he's such a great teacher, and he's able to teach the game, teach not just the defense but teach the entire game to those guys. And Trent's had a good offseason. He's had a really good preseason camp, and he's one I'm excited to watch on Friday because he's got a smile on his face like I hadn't seen since the day we signed him, and I think he's ready to go play.
I know you also fortified the linebackers room through the transfer portal. Guys like Paul Moala is now there, Braylon Oliver, who's back home. He's from Douglasville. Andre White from Texas A&M. What value have those three guys via transfers added to the linebacking corps since they arrived?
Yeah, anytime you can bring transfers in, I look at it really no different than the NFL and free agency. And there's some teams that build their – build their roster in the NFL around free agency, and you've seen them win championships. And then, you know, within a year or two, they fall apart and they have to rebuild. And you see the ones that really build their roster through the draft, and then they add in free agency. And I think, you know, a place like, you know, currently right now, like San Francisco, or a place like New England, for historically over the last 20 years under Belichick, you know, how they've, you know, really built it through the draft and then added in and supplemented through free agency. And that's what we're looking to do. You know, we want to build it through recruiting. We want to build it through recruiting starting here locally, working out in the state of Georgia, really through a five-mile radius, and then places that, you know, that the guys fit our needs. And then you supplement it with guys from the transfer portal at positions of need. You know, and that's an ongoing process. It's an evaluation of our personnel department all year of where those needs are going to be and how we're going to fit them in. And, you know, to bring guys in that have experience, have playing experience, have played meaningful downs in college football, in different systems, you know, to be able to come in. And a lot of things we've done in our program, you know, tweaks we've made and adjustments and changes we've made, are to be able to allow these guys to come in. And because that's the day and age we're in now. Whether you like it, you love it, you hate it, it doesn't matter. It's where we are. So you have to be able to adapt to it. You have to be able to make it work for you. And you know, thankfully, we've been able to put some of the processes in our program to allow those guys to develop quickly and come in and help us.
I'm glad you mentioned the Patriots building through the draft, because they used their second-round draft pick on Keon White. And we saw what a destructive playmaker he was last season at defensive end. Of course, you don't have Keon anymore, but you do still have a lot of options at rush end. Anyone assert himself, sort of take the reins as the leader of that group?
Yeah, I don't think this time last year anybody was talking about Keon, though. So, I mean, just the way he worked through the season, and, you know, the second half of the season, he really turned it on and played really good football. And we've got some guys that hopefully that happens. You know, we've got more depth than we've had. It's a group that's, you know, got some guys that have played, you know, a decent amount of football, and some guys who haven't played a lot of football at all but have a lot of talent. So the depth is what you want. And in my history at Georgia Tech for, you know, almost 28, holy cow, 27
it's
years.
It's different when you say it out loud, right?
You said I'm old?
Yes, very much so.
I'm not old. Come on.
How about a grizzled young vet? Would that be more accurate?
That. Okay. You worked for Nick Saban and George O'Leary for that long, you're grizzled as you know what.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but the
seriously? What?
No, you know, you think, well,
I'll work.
What else?
I can workshop on that. Okay.
No. Keep going.
Quality depth. Not only a defensive end, but also, you know, defensive line. You see a lot of familiar faces with Daquan Dowse and Mekhi Scott and Zeke Biggers. Jason Moore had some moments last year. You added Ruben Itiosa out of Clemson. So not just the defensive end. It just seems like the defensive line in general has a lot of good quality depth to begin the season.
Yeah, another guy, you know, Horace Lockett. Eddie Kelly, who we brought in through the transfer portal, you know, those guys, you know, Kevin Harris at the end spot, the rush spot, you know, there's going to be a lot of guys playing there. And hopefully, you know, all of those guys rolling in and playing. I mean, and Marco has a great plan for those guys. You know, very fortunate to get Marco back here and part of the program and have his impact on these guys and just, you know, not just on the field, but every day, you know, throughout the entire day. And, you know, how he goes about, you know, coaching them, but, you know, how he'll be able to roll those guys and play a lot of guys and keep them fresh. You know, it'll allow them to play at their best. So, you know, some of the names you hadn't heard of before, you know, who knows? Hopefully those guys, they show up and make the plays. But look, man, we know our team right now. We know what our team is. I feel good about knowing our football team. But that's against our own competition. That's against each other. I don't know. I don't know what our team is against someone else. I don't. And I'd be lying if I said I did. Any coach would be lying if they said they did. So that's what the first games are about. That's what makes college football great. You know, there's 40 games this coming weekend. I mean, 40 on Sunday, 40 teams are going to think they're going to win the national championship, and 40 teams are going to think that the end of the world is coming. And the only thing that's true is neither one of those are going to happen. So, you know, it's a long season. The most improvement usually is made between the first and the second game. So we're just excited to get out there and be able to go play and see where we are relative to other competitions.
And I know the fans are excited to see your addition to Georgia Tech football as well, and them filling all those virtues that you've talked about not just tonight, but throughout the preseason to have it all come to life at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 7:30 on Friday night. We know you will be there. If not, you can always listen to it on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports through Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Louisville Cardinals. We'll take another break here live at New Realm Brewing Company on the Beltline in Atlanta. It's the Brent Key Coaches Show driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Rules change, rosters change, opponents change, but the work never changes. Same name, new look. Same game, new attitude. Same grind, new story. And a rivalry renewed as clean old-fashioned hate resumes as Georgia comes to McCamish Pavilion to face your Georgia Tech volleyball team on Friday, September 15th at 7 p.m. Let's pack the Mac and celebrate Fall Girls and Women's Sports Day presented by Delta, the official airline of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. For tickets, visit RamblinRack.com. Sting them.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
America, it's time to gear up and get out there in a new Ford vehicle. And it all starts at your local Ford dealer. During the Discover Summer Sales Event, choose from a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs equipped with the tech and comfort you need to discover your best summer ever. With a large inventory in stock, now is the best time to trade in, trade up, and discover summer with Ford. This is your time to discover summer at your local Ford dealer.
What do you suppose one of the biggest risks is for water damage in your home?
I'm thinking huge downpour, sewer backup.
How about your water heater?
That little thing?
Big, big, bad thing.
I don't even think about it. Mine's up in the attic and...
Exactly.
That does not make me smile.
At R.S. Andrews, we recommend regular water heater flushes. It helps the tank last longer and lets us make sure there aren't any bigger problems.
Right, because if that thing busts, it's a nonstop waterfall.
For just $99, our pro plumbers will flush and inspect your water heater. While they're there, they can also install one of the most important safety features I can think of, an emergency automatic shutoff. If the tank ever fails, the water is automatically cut off.
And my house doesn't become a statistic.
Exactly. Next step, contact R.S. Andrews for a $99 water heater flush. Your tank will thank you. Your home will thank you.
And I'll be smiling once again.
That's what we like to see. Schedule today at rsandrews.com.
Hey there, it's Tara, owner and publisher of Our Town Monthly Magazine, where you'll find local voices, community businesses, and familiar faces. I have a question for you. Have you been to the Avenues West Cobb lately? If not, then you're missing out on many super fun community events.
That's right, Tara. I am Taylor with the Avenue West Cobb. We host exciting events every week, like our daily walking program, stand-up comedy, Thirsty Thursdays with live music and free drinks with any food purchase. Also, food trucks, our signature large events, holiday celebrations, and more. We are so excited about our partnership with Our Town Monthly. Providing a safe and fun environment for our local families is important to us, and we want the entire community to join us.
Thanks, Taylor. We are excited to share all the exciting events going on at the Avenue West Cobb. For more information, visit avenuewestcobb.com. Because our town is your town at Our Town Monthly.
There's no better source on Georgia Tech football than our team of Yellow Jacket insiders. This is the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Well, we are rolling deep on the rooftop here at New Realm Brewing Company on the Beltline in Atlanta for the season opening edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by a Hyundai. We know we'll see you for Tomy's Leather at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this Friday night, 7:30 for your Yellow Jackets and the Louisville Cardinals. Quick programming note for those of you who are listening in Atlanta tonight on our flagship station, 680 The Fan, 93.7 FM. At 6:40, we're going to swing the show over to our sister station, Extra 106.3 FM. That show is is airing already on 106.3, so it'll be airing in its entirety on 106.3. Make sure at 6:40 you turn over to 106.3. And also, make sure to stick around at the conclusion of tonight's Brent Key Coaches Show at 7 o'clock on Extra 106.3 for the debut edition of The Good Word, which is a full hour of Georgia Tech football talk with Chris Mooneyham and Wally Bannard. We know you guys have been clamoring for a Georgia Tech talk show to call your own for a number of years. And our great partners at Dickey Broadcasting and our flagship home of the Yellow Jackets Atlanta are delivering on that. So make sure you stay tuned in for The Good Word 7 to 8 debuting tonight, and it will also be live here from New Realm Brewing.
Well, what's The Good Word?
I want to ask them.
What's The Good Word? Come on now. There's a lot of people in here. Y'all be a lot louder than that. Wake all those bulldogs up. What's The Good Word?
Yep, that's coming in loud and clear. I do enjoy that. Very nicely done. He's Brent Key. I'm Andy Demetra. Hyundai and Georgia Tech together in tech, innovation, and progress. With a new EV plant in Georgia, Hyundai looks forward to growing ties with the Institute and the community. Together, we're building the future of technology right here in Georgia. Hyundai and Georgia Tech, it's our journey. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. My daughter is so excited. Harper's mind was blown.
It is just, you know, and that's adults too. You mention somebody's name on the air, they will be beaming ear to ear. Like our friend Wages, who's here tonight, he's wearing his 2000 Gator Bowl Georgia Tech Miami shirt. He showed that off to you during the commercial break. That's a pretty nice piece of merch he's got.
Is that retro or vintage?
I think it's vintage, okay. But I'm sure it fetched a pretty penny.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, I don't think he got that for 75 cents. Let's talk about the new clock rules. I know some fans may be aware of it, others may not, but it has been occupying you and your coaching staff's attention since those rules were legislated. Essentially, there's no stopping the clock after a first down except inside the last 2 minutes. Now that you guys have practiced it during the preseason, how much different do you think it may make the play calling and the game management this season?
Yeah, you know, it's there's a lot of unknowns with it. You know, we have a little bit of sample size from, you know, week zero last week. I think on average, you know, it was down 6.5 plays per team. Average was last weekend 62 plays a team, up, you know, or down from 68.5, I think was what it was. We've done a lot of practicing it, you know, through preseason, you know, working with it. You know, factoring in now, if you have a 2-minute drill, you know, we're before, you say you have, you know, 2 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock in the 2-minute scenario. Well, you know, you're throwing the ball out of bounds, you know, clock stopping, you get a first, clock pauses, all those things. Well, now it's continuous running, goes out of bounds, toss back in, clock rolls. So, you know, we're doing, you know, I was with the coordinators this afternoon in our meeting that we have every Thursday, and you know, we're watching, what was it? I think it was a Notre Dame-Navy game from last week. And Notre Dame receives a kickoff, and they go down the field, which seemed pretty much like a normal drive. Well, all of a sudden you look up, and there's 8 minutes and 34 seconds left on the clock. And, I mean, they ran 8 plays. So, I mean, they were throwing the ball and wanting anything, you know, drastic one way or the other. But it is noticeable, and that's what we've been working. We took all the copies of last week's games. You know, we watch the TV copies real time, you know, cut up, you know, basically in its entirety. And that's really how we study what took place last weekend, but really now to be able to take it and, you know, factor it into to this week. So, you know, when you look at it, there's probably going to be a couple less possessions. So it does change your mindset some. It changes how you play some of the situations. It kind of either ups or downs your risk factor depending on, you know, what type of person you are, what type of coach you are. So all those are all, you know, conversations and things that we've been having all week.
How do you relay that to the players? Because you want them to be mindful of it, but at the same time, you don't want them to press or overthink. What have been the conversations, particularly with your offensive guys, on the new clock rules?
Well, you know, conversations only go so far. You got to go out and do it. And in practice, we've practiced so much situational football. I bet we've had, you know, 40, 45 different two-minute scenarios, whether it be 2 minutes before the half, 2 minutes in the game, over the last 4 weeks. You know, and everyone thinks it just affects the offense. Well, I mean, there's a strong effect that it has on the defense as well. You know, do they have timeouts? Do they not have timeouts? You know, when do they use them? And once you're under 2 minutes, everything's, you know, it's good. So it's the same as it has been, but it's the management of that time outside that offensively you don't, you know, all of a sudden you don't have as much time as you thought you did, but, you know, based on previous years. And on defense, you actually have a little bit more of a safety net behind you.
I want to talk about Dante Smith. what does it mean to have someone like Dante in your locker room? He's a sixth-year guy. He's on his fifth running backs coach. He's been in the rotation, but even he may admit he's never been the quote-unquote featured guy. Graduated in December with his degree in business administration, just college football being what it is. I'm sure it would have been tempting to go in the portal or test himself in the pros, yet he has stayed loyal to Georgia Tech through all of those changes around him. To have somebody like Dante in your program, what does that mean to you as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, Tay's a great kid. I mean, actually, right before I came over here, texting some funny things that occurred during the day. Why would you leave Georgia Tech? Why would you turn down the opportunity to get the degree that Georgia Tech provides you to make the relationships and build the relationships, make the connections that you have at Georgia Tech? I mean, why would you leave? And that's the question we ask. There's something else missing if that's the case. And Tay, does he show perseverance? Yeah, he shows perseverance. He's had some, he's battled some injuries. He's been up and down. And, at the end of the day, and he knows this. At the end of the day, our job is to play the best players on the field. It's to put the best 11 on offense, the best 11 on defense. I mean, it's sitting in the YMCA. We're not going to, play people just because they pay their dues. I mean, this is college football. And we're up front with them. We tell everybody where they stand. But it'll be good for Tay, and I'm not letting anything slip. I mean, Tay's the starting running back, and I'm excited as heck to see him go out there on Friday night and play.
Yeah, but he's had to compete for carries during the preseason. Guys like Jamie Felix and Trey Cooley, who you got in the transfer portal from Louisville, Evan Dickens, true freshman who enrolled in January, and also you moved Jamal Haynes from wide receiver. And he seems like he can be a really intriguing chess piece for you and Buster at that running back spot. How is he taken to the position, and what are some things that you're excited to do with Jamal in that spot in the backfield?
I'm not very good at chess.
Checkers?
Well, that's easy.
Okay.
Battleship?
Sure. A8?
I would smoke your ship.
I'm sure you would.
You're a destroyer. It's going to be a running back by committee. We've got a lot of guys that can get in there and fill different roles, fill voids. All of them have different skill sets. Excited to have the depth that we have there. Evan, who's come in as a true freshman and came in the springtime, and he's shown so much maturity. If you're going to come in and play as a freshman, you can't act like a freshman. And since the day he walked in, he's not acted like a freshman at all. Trey's been a great addition in a spot of need. Tay, we know what he brings to the table, and excited to see him play on Friday. And then moving Jamal over was something that has really provided a different change of pace for the team. And he's got so much energy. He's fun to be around. He's really changed a lot of things about himself for the better. Kind of found his way and found his niche. And as a college coach, that's why you do it. You do it to see guys change and change their behaviors and change who they are and develop as young men. And hopefully it's on the field and it can help you succeed on the field. But to see him do it off the field as well, it's gratifying. It is. And Jamal's one that's really checked all those boxes. And he's got an opportunity. And on Friday, he's gonna have a lot of opportunities this year. At the end of the day, that position comes down to who can be efficient when they carry the ball, hold on to the football, understand pass protections and the different facets that go with pass protections, and then be able to be a factor in the passing game.
And he also can take a hole that's about as wide as that ale of an engineer can on the table here and get through it. He's a quick guy, he's a slippery guy, and you don't need much daylight for Jamal to make his presence felt. How was that hole, by the way, that ale of an engineer?
They're good.
Not bad.
I like it.
It'll be even better, that taste of victory on Friday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Georgia Tech and Louisville, I know you guys are all getting your practice in for Friday night, tailgating or wherever you're going to be celebrating the game.
We're not an outcome-based organization. We're about the process and the process of doing things right. Andy can sit here and talk all about winning and all this, but if we do the things right, good things will happen. We'll have the outcome we desire.
Well, I see a lot of people who are practicing the process, though, here on the rooftop at New Realm, which is a good sight still. We got to take a break. Remember, if you are listening to the Brinkey Coaches Show right now on our flagship 680 The Fan, make sure you flip over to our sister station, 106.3 FM. We will continue on with the Brinkey Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Hey, y'all, your summer is going to sizzle because the new Hot 7 Scratchers are here. They are loaded with cash and are so hot you can roast a marshmallow over them. I ain't kidding. I mean, mattresses just light themselves just by looking at them. They might even give you a suntan. Go get you one to win some cool cash. Well, that was ironic.
Win up to $2,777,777. Play the new Hot 7's Family of Scratchers from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, plus 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. Even meditation can't offer that kind of peace of mind.
You can say that again.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
With the latest intuitive technology, comfort, and style, Hyundai is the perfect match for your team. Test drive a new Hyundai today. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Hyundai is an official partner of Georgia Tech Athletics.
Recycle. Compost. Eat local. Eat vegan. Don't use straws. Don't use plastic bags. Don't use hairspray. Drive a hybrid. Drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
Hello and welcome to The Kroger Show. At Kroger, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Kroger app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Los here with Rhonda Duffy of Duffy Realty. And Rhonda, you've been saving Atlanta homeowners tens of thousands of dollars over the years on one simple premise. Why would you pay more for the exact same service?
So I went to the hospital to get a CT scan done, and they have you fill out a form that says what it would be if they charged your insurance, which is an option that I have. But what it would have been was $6,800 versus $410. Now listen, I didn't get a lesser process. I still got the top machine, the doctor who read it, but that's a huge gap. But we're dealing with that with real estate commissions. Our process is not a lesser commission. We're still dealing with the same forms, the same MLSs. It's all the same. So the question is, just because you choose to pay more, doesn't mean you get more. That's why Duffy Realty was built. That's why we're so successful. Money matters.
So when it's time to buy or sell your next home, visit DuffyRealtyATL.com.
DuffyRealtyATL.com.
The latest on Yellow Jackets football. It's the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Yellow Jacket fans, be sure to visit GeorgiaPower.com/community to learn new ways to stay connected. Georgia Power, the official energy sponsor of Georgia Tech Athletics. Power on Georgia. Well, Tech fans, you have outdone yourself tonight. This is as good a turnout as I think we've ever had for a coaches show. The season opening edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai. I understand we've got Al from Macon in the building tonight. We were told during the break, Al drove all the way from Macon. This is his first ever coaches show that he's attended. So give a round of applause for Al, by the way. Where's Al? Al, make yourself be known. Thanks for coming out
here.
What's
going on, Al?
Love it. Love it. You bring the masses out, Coach. What can I say? And deservedly so. And you autographed a cup for Al, so Al's coming home with some souvenirs as well.
Like a hat on my truck and give to
him. Oh, I like that. Yeah, some merch at that truck. Very nice. Let's continue the conversation about your offense and the wide receivers. How would you describe them as a group? They seem really interesting in kind of their interchangeability.
Raw. Inexperienced. Talented. We've got a. That's one of the ones that we're excited to see. We're excited to see how they perform. You've got guys that are, that have been in the program that have played very few snaps. You've got guys that that have transferred in, and you've got true freshmen. So, have we improved the quality of the group? Yeah, I think we've. And no discredit to people from the past, but just the nature of the game and recruiting and the transfer portal now, I think we've improved that position a lot. Now, how they go out and perform on Friday night. Hopefully it's the way they have been. So, you know, and the whole thing is, you know, there can't be anxiety. There can't be the anxiousness of these guys getting ready to go play. And look, they've gone out for the last 8 months and had fun playing and enjoyed being out there and enjoyed playing. Playing college football, enjoyed practicing. I mean, they practices are hard, but they've enjoyed it. So we've got to take the same mindset and then be able to keep the discipline intact with it when we go out there and play on Friday.
One of your holdovers is Malik Rutherford. You showed late last season he's ready to be a lead guy. He had those six catches, 68 yards in the upset of North Carolina last November in Chapel Hill, which, by the way, the largest road comeback in school history, and the second largest come-from-behind win in Georgia Tech history, behind 1998, down 21 versus Virginia. So you were a player in that 98 game. You were the coach of the game last November versus North Carolina, so never count out Brent Key is the moral of the story there.
But, Georgia Tech.
Yes. Malik Rutherford, by the way, 23 catches last year. How do you think he could be a good match for this offense and really showcase some of his skills, his elusiveness?
Well, I mean, it's what you said. You said, you know, how's he a good match? And really, how is he a matchup? And that's what we look at offensively. You know, how do we get the right matchups? And that's something that the offensive staff, you know, Buster excels in. You know, being able to get those right matchups and get touches. And you know, I said it earlier, we had a long meeting this afternoon right before we came over here. You know, how are we going to get certain guys certain touches in certain situations? And you know, you call a pass. Well, you know, the progression might take you somewhere else. The coverage might take you somewhere else. Well, you know, but there's certain things you can call. There's certain passes you can call where someone's the number one read. And then so there's ways to get guys the ball. And that's what we have to do. And that's what I expect out of the offense. I expect those guys to get the playmakers the ball. And when we turn around and we meet on Sunday and, you know, ask all the questions today, and we turn around Sunday and we revisit those questions, I expect the answers to be the same as they were on Thursday.
One receiver who may physically catch the eye of Tech fans on Friday is one of those transfers, Abdul Jinnah, 6'3", really rangy, posted some impressive numbers last season at Duquesne. Give us the scouting report on him and what he adds to the wide receiving group.
Why would I give you the scouting report?
Well, just tell us what he does well. Or you can tell us what he doesn't do well. Throw everybody off.
Like, what if the other team's, like, listening?
I mean, you know, you can take that into consideration.
Yeah, you said give him the scouting report. Like, that's, like, true scouting. I wish Jeff Brom would give me the scouting report.
I can listen to the Jeff Brom show. They did that on Tuesday. I'll do some opposition research for you.
No, Abdul, you know, is one of the many guys we brought in that was able to be here for the spring. You know, so he gained the valuable experience being here in the springtime. You know, he does have some range to him. He's still new to the position, and you know, coming in and transferring, you know, from Duquesne, and then, you know, coming into the environment that we're in, and the way we go about doing things. You know, he's adjusted very well. You know, on the field, off the field, academically. So he's one of a lot of guys. I mean, 6 to 8 guys that could get you know, numerous catches, hopefully on Friday night.
And also, you have some offensive line stability. It's so nice to look out there and you see guys who played so many meaningful snaps last year, like Corey Robinson and Jordan Williams and Joe Fusel and Weston Franklin, Jakiah Leftwich. Has that made camp feel different than years past, just having that continuity on the O-line?
Well, they finally got an O-line coach that can coach them.
Well, yeah, that also may explain it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They finally got somebody that can coach them and get them playing good. So I don't know what that means. No, I mean, just being around those guys that, you have history with those guys. You have experience. But, you know, one of the things going through the whole transition was making sure that, you know, every facet of the organization, every facet of the program, you know, every position was a clean slate, was fresh, was new. And when you know, we went through the process of interviewing offensive line coaches, I mean, there couldn't be a more polar opposite person than me, than Jeep Wade. And, you know, his experience in, you know, coaching kind of at the mid-major level and being able to, you know, really, you know, coach a – coaching a complex position, you know, in a simple manner that, you know, whether it be a freshman or a newcomer can come in and be able to play fast and play confident. And that's what they've done. And they've got, you know, there's experience. There's starting experience. We brought in a couple guys, whether it be a transfer or, you know, some of the freshmen that have come in that are going to earn, you know, valuable playing time. And, you know, credit to Jeep and the job he's been able to do, you know, with the offensive staff of getting those guys, you know, all going in the same direction. Again, it's all good when you're going against each other because you have such a, you know, a large sample size. You know, so really, everything's new at 7:36 on Friday night.
Officially, less than 48 hours away until the Yellow Jackets turn it loose at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the Aflac kickoff game. We'll take our final break, wrap things up with head coach Brent Key in just a moment. It's the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Here's something you might not know about tonight's Georgia Tech-Louisville game. Every mechanical system at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that makes for a great fan experience was built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. In fact, UA 72 members built many of the mechanical systems on Tech's campus, too. We're highly skilled, highly paid, and in demand. If you're looking for a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit ua72.org.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle. A unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
Here's something you might not know about tonight's Georgia Tech-Louisville game. Every mechanical system at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that makes for a great fan experience was built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. In fact, UA 72 members built many of the mechanical systems on Tech's campus, too. We're highly skilled, highly paid, and in demand. If you're looking for a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit ua72.org.
It's time for the grand reopening of the Southern Home and Garden Ace Hardware in Carrollton, September 1st through the 3rd. Join us for our ribbon cutting on September 1st and enjoy grill demos, Benjamin Moore paint demos, Black & Decker equipment demos, and more. Then on September 2nd, stop in for our grill and Bad Boy mower demos. The first 100 customers through the door will receive an Ace Hardware grab bag, and one lucky winner will walk away with an Ego Power Plus straight shaft battery string trimmer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
On Monday, September 11th, the Warrior Alliance and Merging Veterans and Players are hosting the 9/11 Legacy of Service event at Battery Atlanta to honor military and first responders for their post-9/11 service beyond service. Veterans, service members, National Guard reserves, and first responders are invited to work out with former professional athletes from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Georgia Power Pavilion. To register for this free event, go to thewarrioralliance.org/events or call 404-210-1776. At the Warrior Alliance, every day is Veterans Day.
Georgia Tech football continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Well, if you are not fired up for 7:30 on Friday, you just don't have a pulse. Can't wait to see you out there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Aflac kickoff game and the season opener for your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. As we put total leather on the 131st season of Georgia Tech football, your Yellow Jackets against the Louisville Cardinals. Our network pregame will be 2 hours prior, starting at 5:30 on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. From Legend Sports, I'm Andy Demetra. He is Brent Key. Big thanks to all of you who packed the rooftop here at New Realm Brewing on the Beltline. This exceeded all of our expectations. You guys have been fantastic. And just because the show is about to sign off doesn't mean that you have to leave. Enjoy the rest of the night. Enjoy the debut edition of The Good Word with Chris Mooneyham and Wally Ballard, which follows on 106.3 FM in Atlanta, immediately following the Brent Key Coaches Show. Coach, you see it here in person. I know you'll feel it at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Over these last 8-9 months, what has the support meant to you from Georgia Tech fans as we get set for a new season?
This is really cool. This is awesome to see so many people come out to you know, knowing they support Georgia Tech football, Georgia Tech athletics, Georgia Tech sports in general. I mean, it's the memories that I had. I mean, it's what makes Georgia Tech special, and it's a special place. It's special people. And I can't thank everyone enough for, you know, for coming out tonight, and so excited to see everybody on Friday night and then at the weeks following at the game. And look, you know, at the end of the day, you know, these young men go through a lot every day. I mean, they go through school, they go through practice, they go through, you know, the study halls, the tutorings, you know, everything that entails being a Georgia Tech student athlete. And your support means so much. It really does. And I can't thank you all enough.
Facing the Louisville team that's also led by an alum and head coach in Jeff Brohm. Coming from Purdue, I'm sure you studied a lot of their system in his 6 seasons at West Lafayette. How would you describe his offensive system that you'll try to tame on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good football coach, and that's why he's had success everywhere he's been. I mean, you know, we've studied, you know, not just at Purdue, but back to Western Kentucky, to his days, you know, as an assistant coach, the places he's been, the stops he's had. You know, both sides of the football, and you know, he's a good football coach. He's got experience. He's a good game day manager. He knows how to, you know, put his quarterback in a position to have success. You know, he's a pro style head coach with you know, the flair of college, of being able to, you know, spread the ball, and you know, he's a constant vertical threat in the passing game. As well as you know, someone that'll work sideline to sideline in the college. So I mean, you know, every bit of the field is going to have to be defended. You know, defensively, they you know, it's a lot of different things we've looked at to try to you know, grasp, you know, what we're going to defend. But hey, look, at the end of the day, you know, there's going to be 5 offensive linemen on the field on both teams. There's going to be, you know, 4 DBs, 5 DBs in nickel. I mean, there's going to be 1 quarterback. There's going to be running back. So, you know, you're only as good as your base offense, defense, and special teams. You know, it's going to be a good football game. I really believe that. You know, it's two teams that have a lot to prove right now. There's a lot of unknowns on both teams. So there's going to be a lot of things that occur in the game that it's going to be about how the players rebound, how the coaches make adjustments. You know, it's a game that's going to last 4 quarters. So I'm just excited to get out there and excited for the kids, excited to see them go play.
I know you're ready to stop talking about it, start being about it, and we will be about it and then some on Friday night at 7:30. And on that, we will wrap up our season opening edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai, live tonight at New Realm Brewing on the Beltline. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it. Go Jackets.
He's Brent Key. I'm Andy Demetra. Stick around. The Good Word with Chris Mooneyham, Wally Ballard on 106.3 FM in Atlanta. That is next. So long, everybody.